In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Our Lady, Queen of all saints, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We're continuing, and this is volume 18, November 12th, 1925. My daughter, Luisa. So Jesus begins this talk with Luisa. He says, be attentive in doing your acts in my divine will. And this is what he says to us as well. We do our prevenient act in the morning and our actual acts throughout the day. He says, be attentive. Okay. So basically, what have you learned in the readings? What have you been taught by Jesus? And what is great about this is our Lord wants us in everything that we think, say, and do, be doing this to adore God and to love God and to praise God and to thank God and to glorify God, to worship our Savior, our King. And as we enter into this, we turn to our triune God, and we're doing this linked to Jesus and Mary, the new Adam and the new Eve, through Luisa. By fusing ourselves to Jesus, Mary, and Luisa, we begin to understand how to be attentive to doing our acts in the divine will. This is what God is teaching Luisa, and he's teaching us. So he says to Luisa, you must know, okay, this is a command from Jesus Christ, that for the soul who is called to be the head of a mission, that's Luisa Picaretta, the more God encloses the good pertaining to that mission. So God is enclosing within Luisa everything that is needed for this mission. So what is this mission that Jesus is telling us about Luisa? That Jesus is saying to us is the mission of missions. It's to bring the kingdom of God on earth as it is in heaven, to begin to live heaven on earth amid all the difficulties and the trials that each and every one of us is going through while on earth. So what Jesus is asking, he's asking us to begin to be attentive to why you are doing what you're doing, whether you're walking, whether you're driving, whether you're praying, whatever you're doing. Jesus says, be attentive to why God has called us to live in the divine will at this time. So he says, the more good God will be able to communicate to others. God will be able to communicate this good to others through the mission, the one who is called to be the head of a mission, and that's Luisa. So the more that we read what Jesus taught Luisa, the more we understand this mission that Jesus and Mary have given to Luisa, the new Adam and the new Eve that they've given to Luisa, the more we will be able to understand this, that it's going to be communicated to us. So those goods, Jesus says, will be like many seeds which the soul will lend to others. So we're learning how to do this through Luisa. We're learning how to do this. She's lending to us these seeds, this fruit that's going to be produced. So he says, so that whoever has the fortune, that's us, of wanting to acquire those seeds, they may become the possessors of the harvest of those seeds. So when we read the book of heaven and we say, yes, I want this as well. What you, Jesus, and you, Mary, have given to Luisa, I want this as well. And that's what God is offering to us through the book of heaven. is to begin to learn how to live this abundant life, this true life of Jesus, this true life of Mary that was given to Louisa. And Jesus says, that he says very, very clearly, this happened in Adam. Okay, so now God's going to explain to us what God did with Adam. This happened in Adam, who, being the first man, the first one, was constituted the head of all human generations. And he, Adam, being the head, it was necessary for Adam to possess all the seeds in order to give to all of his children what is necessary for the development of human life. Okay, so what did the Holy Church give to us in 1968, 69? It was humani vitae, of human life. What is this human life all about? And because those in the church failed to embrace this teaching of humani vitae, we are still on that road that separated us from God, from the living in the divine will. If we had embraced what the church has given us with humani vitae, we would now be living a divine life. But because this did not happen in the 60s, we are still longing to enter into this divine life. But first, we must understand the humani vitae, human, what is human life all about? It's all based on a reflection of God. And so Jesus wants us to understand that what the church teaches is to understand from a divine perspective. That's what Jesus is showing us. So he says, regardless of the fact that these seeds have been expanded, delucidated, known more, according to the goodwill of the following generations after Adam, to the capacity and the application they have used over these very seeds, nevertheless, Adam had them all within himself. So all that we've learned in these past 6,000 years, Adam had within himself. And then when you think about the great men of the Old Testament, the great women of the Old Testament, you know, Solomon with wisdom, Samson with strength, you know, each one of them had like a virtue. Adam had it all. And now Jesus, the new Adam, Mary, the new Eve, has it all. And as the new Adam and the new Eve, they've given this to Louisa. And now Jesus is saying, I want my children to possess everything that the saints had, not just a virtue or two, but the totality of what the saints had, all the seeds that were there. So Jesus says, nevertheless, Adam had them all within himself, and it can be said that everything comes from Adam. So it can be said that in being created by God, Adam was endowed with all the sciences. What others learn with so much efforts, Adam possessed as gift in a surprising way. Jesus says this. Now this is what's so great. So Adam possessed the knowledge of all the things of the earth. Adam had the science of all the plants. Adam had the science of all the herbs. Adam had the science of the virtue which each one of them contained. Adam had the science of all the species of animals. Adam had the science of how he, Adam, should use them. Adam had the science of music. Adam had the science of singing. Adam had the science of writing. Adam had the science of medicine. In sum, Adam had the science of everything. See, when God breathed this Ruah of God, this breath of God into Adam, Adam possessed everything. And Jesus now says, I want to give this back to humanity. It's not just to know a couple of things, but to know everything that God has given to mankind. And if the generations possess each one in its special science, Adam possessed them all. So over the course of the years, what we've learned, what we've studied, what we've been blessed with, God says Adam had it all. And God says, now I want to give this life, this knowledge back to humanity. So he says, see then how it is necessary for the soul, and now he's talking about Louisa, who must be the head, to enclose within himself all the good that he must share with others. So here Jesus is showing us the importance of Louisa Picaretta. Louisa Picaretta, and this is why Jesus says, be attentive, understand what you're reading, put what you're reading into practice, learn from a divine perspective, from Jesus's perspective, from a divine perspective, how to live the human life. And Jesus says, once you enter into this, you begin to possess the divine will as Adam possessed it. Now you have to go back again to what was Adam's image and likeness like. What is the image and likeness of God? Adam's DNA reflected the triune God. Adam's DNA possessed this knowledge, the science of everything. Adam didn't have to go to school. Adam knew this. And that's what's going to happen with mankind as we enter into the divine will. Each and every one of us will have the science, as much or as little as we want, of what God possesses in all of creation. So again, that's why Jesus keeps on saying, do you want 30% of this? Do you want 60% of this? Or do you want 100% of this? How do you want to live? And when we say, I want what you, Lord, want to give me. I want what you, Lord, have promised Adam, was given to Adam, that you now give this back to each and every one of us. Can you imagine what it would be like living with the knowledge of all the sciences? Can you imagine what each and every one of us would come up with to produce? See, our uniqueness is what God loves. And this uniqueness is what God is going to give back to each and every one of us, because he says to Louisa, every one of my children will be my divine masterpiece, a divine masterpiece for God. God is doing this. So our job is to say, fiat, let it be done as you wish. Fiat, let it happen as you want. And what has to happen for each and every one of us is we have to begin to live a life that no eye has seen, no ear has heard. It's to begin to live a life of heaven while on earth. This is what God has planned for us. This is what God wants for us. He is our Lord. He's our Savior. He's our Master. He's our King. He died on the cross. Our Lady co-redeemed with him on Calvary. Her heart was split in two. Jesus basically said, if it wasn't for the divine will, she too would have died because of the sorrow that she went through, watching her son die. And so Jesus is saying to us, I want you to begin to enter into this gift. I want you to begin to enter into this abundant life. So I'll end with a prayer. May the blood that flowed upon the wood of this cross free us from our human will, that we live in God's holy divine will always, and that all the little children, the holy divine will, become divinely healed. And we pray that this prayer becomes God's command in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. God bless you.